Upgrade your learning experience during Dell Technologies Back to School event with AI PCs like the Dell 14 Plus featuring an Intel Core Ultra processor starting at $749.99. Supercharge your studies with features like real-time notes transcription, AI-accelerated hardware to run multiple apps without slowing down, extended battery life, and more. That's the power of new AI PCs with Intel Inside. Discover a smarter way to learn at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
You guys are going to go back in time.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Remember when Tyreek Hill, after the Miami Dolphins, didn't make the playoffs last year?
I'm out, bro. It was great.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
When you say something like that, you don't just come back from that with, hey, my bad.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Look at Tua being honest about that.
It's a leader right there.
Yes.
Today's guests, Super Bowl champion Tyrann Mathieu, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, former NFL executive Joe Banner, and now... it's Rich Eisen.
Well, that's correct. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We are live on this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate on Sirius XM Odyssey. And, of course, you can watch us every day from 12 to 3 Eastern Time right here on Roku and the Roku Sports Channel. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. There is a lot happening in the NFL going on right now. We're going to get to all of it today. Joe Banner, longtime executive, front office guy, team president, general manager, Philadelphia Eagles, Cleveland Browns. He always shoots you straight with everything going on with some holdouts, Terry McLaurin and Trey Hendrickson, Shamar Stewart, the rookie in Cincinnati, still not in training camp. Micah Parsons holding in. He always shoots you straight on what's going on with all of these contracts. He will be hitting this program in hour number three. Tom Pelissero, lots to talk about with the information man in hour number two. First up, the retiree from New Orleans. The Honey Badger is hanging him up. Tyrann Mathieu will join us. It's an exit interview, as I like to call it, here on the Rich Eisen Show. Good to see you over there, Christopher Brockman. How are you, sir?
Hey, Rich. I'm doing great.
Okay.
I'm going to say my prayers and eat my vitamins today.
And that's in reference to the passing moments ago of Hulk Hogan.
The immortal.
The age of 71 has passed away. And I'm sure TJ Jefferson, you will have lots to say about that on this program at some point today. Good to see you over there, TJ. How are you? Okay. You got to turn
What's
on your
up,
mic.
Guys? And What's going on?
Well, first of all, if you're going to make wordless references, you should at least turn your microphone on.
I didn't think about it until I saw the camera on me. I was like, oh, yeah, I guess I'd do it. But yeah, man, we'll talk about it. Very complicated, but yeah.
Yes.
Rest in peace to Hulk Hogan.
DJ
man.
Mikey D is in D's Nuts. Good to see you back in your chair, Mike Del Tufo. Good to have you back here on this program. We will start in the world of the National Football League. Listen. Oof. I don't even know how to harness the news that has come out of Jets camp. Don't even know how to harness the news that's come out of Jets camp. Just to start this program.
You lit a cigarette this morning?
No. Listen. We all know the default position the football gods have with the Jets and their fans. I've said it here. This is going to be year 11 for us coming up. Our 11th anniversary is coming up this fall.
Yeah, 12th season.
12th season.
11th year, yeah.
11th anniversary. Yep. I've been saying it ever since we came on the air here. And everybody knows I grew up in Staten Island, New York, and the football team I rooted for as a kid, the New York Jets. And I don't think I'll have to restate that for the audience that we're moving to. Certainly, I've been around a while. And I keep saying it over and over again. The football gods seem to get together and say, how in the world can we come up with new ways to kick the Jets fans in the nards? And I guess one way to do it is to kick it with the dislocated toe of their new 26-year-old, two-year, $20 million a year quarterback that they're putting all of their hopes and dreams into. Because today, Justin Fields out there on the field, the same field that Aaron Rodgers stepped onto two summers ago, too much ballyhoo. Mm. And the savior of the Jets that Rodgers was, and we all know four snaps into that, his Achilles gave way and yada, yada, yada. He's now on the Steelers. And the Jets didn't make the playoffs in either of those years, let alone the Super Bowl, which is what was in the mind's eye of everybody when Rodgers showed up. He steps out on that field and somebody steps on his toe, apparently, and dislocates it. I don't know which toe it is. We do know it's the right foot because Aaron Glenn said that, and we'll get to that soundbite in a second.
Not the big toe.
Limp, who knows?
That's what I think it's.
What toe it is. It suffered a dislocated toe. Oh, not the
not
big toe.
The big
toe. Okay,
not
very
big
good.
Toe,
okay,
yeah.
Very good. So I guess he still has a chance to be the big toe, figuratively, to use a Stripes phrase of the New York Jets this year. I'm not a doctor, but one would say a dislocated toe sounds pretty damn bad. He got to get carted off. We have no idea what's going on with him. The Jets, on this day, July 24th, have a lot of time to get ready for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I imagine the next snap Justin Fields takes for the New York Jets will be the first snap he takes in the 2025 regular season, whenever the hell that is. Okay, that's what it sounds like right now. And it's unreal. Because the Jets have done pretty much everything right since hiring Aaron Glenn. With maybe the exception of making Aaron Rodgers drag his 40-plus-year-old self across the country just to be told by Aaron Glenn, yeah, we're not going to go forward together. You know, every other thing that they've done, they did go ahead and hire a new coach, and they did say, we're going to have a new Aaron in town, and he is the voice of this team, and he is going to be the guy, the Aaron that sets the tone, and the Aaron that creates the atmosphere in the locker room. He's the one that we follow, and he's the head coach. It's not the quarterback, which makes sense. You know, quarterbacks are all leaders, but yes, there's a head coach. And they hired a guy who they drafted in the league. And they hire a general manager who's smart enough to realize, okay, we have an offensive rookie of the year wide receiver who's going to have to get paid soon. And we've got a defensive rookie of the year cornerback who's going to have to get paid soon. Let's pay him early. Let's get it out of the way. Let's go into the season with them taken care of. And our two leaders in Garrett Wilson and in Sauce Gardner will be happy campers, and they will go crush it. And that's what the Jets did there. And they were, be that whatever you want to say, with highly talented tight ends and other players on the board. They hit the offensive line again in the first round of the draft. They draft Jason Taylor's kid in Mason and say, you'll be the tight end, along with Jeremy Ruckert of the future. They did it all right. But at some point, I don't know who has to get sacrificed. What has to get sacrificed?
A goat.
To tell the football gods, will you stop kicking us there?
Joe Namath mink coat.
I don't know what it is. Now, again, it doesn't appear that he's done for the season.
Right.
It does appear to be an injury that could linger into the season. Let's not forget, again, Deion Sanders did not retire because he couldn't play anymore, and he didn't retire because his knee gave way or his hip gave way. It was a toe that he eventually had to get taken care of surgically and remove it. That was a big toe. It's a different toe. Whatever toe it is, The Jets now are already on July 24th having a head coach talk about a next man up at quarterback. Hit it.
Justin went down with toe in the right side of his foot. Listen, I don't know the severity of the injury, but I do know it's a toe on his right side. And listen, we have an outstanding backup in Tyrod, who's been in this league for around 14 years. So the leadership that he brings, listen, we're all good. We're all good. I really have to look at the tape. I know it's a quick throw. I'm assuming someone stepped on his toe. It had to be because of the nature of the call that we had as far as offensive play call. So, again, I want to look at the tape and be sure.
Oh, so it's a freak injury. Oh, okay, that makes complete sense because it's the football gods. Still pissed about something. I don't know what it is. And just when you thought the Jets would not be talking about feet anymore.
Hey, now.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it was right there.
You can't pass that up.
No. No. Yeah. The fruit was low hanging.
It's a layout, but, you know.
Listen, Tyrod Taylor, that's not why the Jets are playing the Steelers in week one. They were swapping quarterbacks. They got a new 26-year-old. They re-sign his and extend his college stud teammate. And Justin Fields is supposed to be a two-way threat. He's supposed to be able to run and pass, and we're supposed to see what it looks like. And we're not even, it looks like, not even get four snaps out of it week one. Maybe they do. Maybe the what is it, 5 weeks, 6 weeks between now and then will be enough. It could be one of those 4 to 6 weekers. I don't know. I'm not a dislocated toe expert. I don't know. Could this be Tyrod Taylor's, Rich Gannon moment? Who knows? Football gods are probably laughing over that sentiment, you know. But again, this is going to be Aaron Glenn's moment to rise from. And again, we don't know if it's ashes. We don't know. We don't think it is. It may not be. I don't want to make too much out of it. But again, there's only one team in the NFL right now that's talking about a next man up at quarterback and is talking about, you know, we'll survive this. There's only one team who's got a quarterback injury to deal with in day two or three of training camp. There's only one. I mean, Matthew Stafford sitting out with a lower back injury just because, what? He's pushing 40, yeah. And they need to be careful. Right. We don't need to get him out there. There's only one team right now thinking, is our guy going to be ready for week one at quarterback? The one that we put a smart move into a $20 million a year basket into at age 26? There's only one team that's dealing with that right now. We know which team it is. Only one team had somebody step on the kid's toe and break it or dislocate it. Pardon me. It's not broken. But Aaron Glenn, at least, he's got to be looking around saying, do I have to sacrifice something of my own? Because it was his side of the football in Detroit last year that had, what's the grand total number? 90,000 people put on injured reserve? Yeah. Is that accurate? You want to AI it?
21 injured reserve, 16 on defense.
And they were the ones who still wound up being the one seed in the NFC after all of it.
Yeah.
And, of course, that is something that Aaron Glenn rightfully made reference to in his press conference today.
When anybody goes down, there's a lump on my throat. Listen, I hate injuries for any player. Here's the thing, guys. Listen, last year, and you guys know this, is I went through a situation last year with Detroit where Hutch goes down, Anzalone goes down, Lane McNeil goes down. Man, you keep playing football. That's just what it is. And I've said this several times. Now, players know this. It's more about the play style than the playbook. And our players understand that we're going to play a certain way, no matter who's in there. And that's what we're going to do. And our players got confidence with anybody that's in there because of the way that I talk to them, because of the way that we're built. So we're going to keep moving. No matter what the situation is, no matter what happens with any player that gets hurt, man, we got to keep moving. This league is not going to stop just because of injuries. And trust me, I know that firsthand.
Love it. Right? I mean, what else? What else is the guy going to say? Am I wrong?
Yeah.
You know? So instead of maybe getting, if this does linger, instead of getting that Justin Fields, Aaron Rodgers team swap, quarterback body swap, Freakier Sunday movie in week one of a reunion. Hey, maybe the Jets fans will have to, on their in their second week, potentially enjoy that Tyrod Taylor revenge game against the Bills. How about that, right?
Now you're cooking.
You see what I'm saying? I'm trying to build narratives here.
That's right.
Okay. And then they'll go see Todd Bowles, who's like, oh, quarterback problems with the Jets. I can read you a few chapters from that book. The guy who's drafted Sam Darnold. Okay. Yeah, we can go down that road. Let's go down that road. You want to go down that road? Sure, let's go down that road, that memory lane. All right. Honestly, there's only one team right now on the first Thursday of training camp. First Thursday. Saying, how long is our quarterback going to be out?
Was Kirk Cousins that George Clooney gif where he like popped up?
Well, I mean, listen, today? But just like, again, just like in when Rodgers blew out his Achilles and the Jets knew he was done for the year and they decided to see what they still had in Zach Wilson as if we did not know.
Right.
And didn't make a move for whatever reason. And maybe the reason was they thought, well, we have more runway with Rodgers next year. Why are we going to go and get a veteran now? We'll get Rodgers back next year. And we all know what happened next year. Robert Saleh didn't see more than just a quarter of it. The Jets now are going to be sitting there thinking, well, when's he coming back? Why would they go ahead? They have a 14-year veteran, as Aaron Glenn was pointing out, on their bench. Why would they go give draft capital for Kirk Cousins if their kid's coming back in the first month of the season?
Right.
Right? And I can attest to you seeing him at the American Century Championship. Derek Carr looked like a retired person.
He did.
Who was very content and happy in that regard.
Yeah, the Jets said he'd be a Hall of Famer with them.
Well, I mean that was that was pre-Rogers.
You know, I'm just saying.
That was P-A-R. But par for the course is this. And I for Jet fans, for you out there, I look forward to birdies, eagles, albatrosses, because this albatross that they need to have right now removed off their back, I can't fathom. Again, if you even knew, if I told you at the top of the week one team would be dealing with an injury like this to their quarterback, and I gave you one guess, which team would be the team dealing with it? Which team would you say?
Yeah, the Jets would be minus
and
money,
I would
probably.
Say to you, and I would say to you, that is just playing the brand, man. It's finally going to be over. You know, you're just, that's the lowest of the lowest hanging fruit. Choose somebody else.
Right.
And the football gods would say, no. Not yet. But again, just to wrap it up, might not be that bad.
Right.
But preseason, were you going to see him once?
No.
Are we going to be, what's more likely? You'll see him in the preseason or in week three, week four, week five of the season? It's just like, still not over it.
Oh, the latter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Let me write that down. Okay. So we'll talk about Tom Pelissero. I want information. I want him. I'm basically going to, the first few minutes of my conversation with him, I'm going to turn Tom Pelissero into a podiatrist. Okay. So
should I text Tom and give him a heads up?
Text Tom now.
Okay. Just give him a heads up.
To call. I want podiatry and information.
Okay.
In that order.
Yep.
Words I've never said into this microphone.
My first little
podiatry and information was that a Seals and Crofts song? That was Fifth Dimension, right?
The fifth dimension.
Right?
What you know about the fifth dimension?
Come on. I almost named Taylor Marilyn McCoo. Oh, no, I did not. That's all fake. She knows that's fake. But,
middle name. You only got middle name.
Well, I got middle name. Yeah. I went Mattingly. I went another M. Yeah.
Okay. Too much, too.
Okay. Podiatry and information.
My first little
sounds
league
like,
team
again, that sounds like the fifth dimension.
My first little league team, Rich, was called Central Podiatry.
There we go.
Hey. Just to bring it full circle.
That's better than Chico's Bail Bonds.
Is it though?
That's a better sponsor.
Kind of dope.
I knew exactly where Rich was going.
Nice. All right, let's take a break. Tyron Matthews, retiree, zooming in. Let's check in with one of our favorites.
Yeah,
Tyron Matthew. When we come back. Oh, stop it.
So, you know, we love talking movies around here. You know, we love talking comedy around here. We also love talking about classics around here. So, you know what I'm all about. All of that said, you know how I must have felt when I was sitting in the movie theater like I was the other day watching the previews, and up came a preview for The Naked Gun with Liam Neeson as Frank Drebin Jr. That preview had me at hello. I loved Police Squad back in the day. I loved The Naked Gun back in the day. And here comes The Naked Gun once again with, yes, Liam Neeson as Frank Drebin Jr. Come on now. Son of the celebrated Police Squad Lieutenant Frank Drebin from the original movie. Paul Walter Hauser's in this movie. Also, Pamela Anderson. Guess who also makes an appearance? WWE superstar Cody Rhodes, and the producer of the movie is Seth MacFarlane, the creator of The Family Guy. Come on now. This is going to be so much fun. I'm excited to see The Naked Gun in theaters on August 1st. So, what are you doing August 1st? Of course, you're going to a theater near you, and you're seeing The Naked Gun. I might even be there.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced or brake light fixed or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
I remember at the combine that this guy was at, I believe that was in 2013, Deion Sanders was down on the field and he said, do not discount this young man, despite the way his college career ended. That not only is he special, he could be great in the NFL and have a long career. And a lot of people are like, okay, Deion. And joining us now, after a 12-season career in the National Football League that he just announced a retirement from, a Super Bowl champion, 3-time first-team All-Pro, 3-time Pro Bowler, and a member of the 2010s All-Decade team for the National Football League, one of our favorites, Tyron Matthew, on the Rich Eisen Show. Good to see you, Tyron Matthew. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, Rich. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I know Marshall Faulk always told me, don't tell somebody congratulations after they've played a career because, you know, there's still more to go. And I know you're one of those folks who has still more to write, more chapters to write. But I do want to offer you congratulations. Not a lot of people have a career like the one that you just finished, Tyron. And I'm wondering what your thoughts are right now.
Well, thanks, Rich. That really means a lot to me. You know, honestly, man, the thing that I can really reflect back on or really point to is that, you know, it was the coaches. It was the teammates I had, man. Like, I was so blessed. I was so fortunate. And I tell dudes all the time, it's like, you know, when I came into the league, man, at 20 years old, right, with everything that I had kind of been through, you know, Arizona was just such a great place for me to get drafted. You know, Patrick Peterson was there. You know, Larry Fitzgerald was there. Calais Campbell. You know, the Dwight Freeneys and Darnell Dockets, Carlos Dansby's, Rashad Johnson's, Gerard Powers. I mean, all these guys played 10 years plus, you know, in the NFL. And what I respected the most about those guys was that professionalism, you know, each and every day. And I think being a young guy, you know, coming from where I come from and the experiences that I had, you know, in the years before, to be around guys that just took it serious, right? Like, and, you know, played great football. You know, I talk about Larry all the time. And it's like, you know, it was a blessing to be able to, you know, have that experience, you know, early on. And I really do feel like that really kind of set the stage for me to be, you know, not just a really good football player, but, you know, someone that, you know, the community could be proud of, you know. And so, you know, I was definitely blessed, man, to say the least.
Was there a reputation you had to live out of, to get out of? Because obviously there's reputations that you just mentioned in that locker room that you joined that you'd have to live up to. But what about the way you were born into the league and the way things ended at LSU that you had to deal with as a kid now amongst men, Tyron?
Yeah. I mean, you know, for me, man, I always felt like I was a good leader, you know, and but at times I don't think I was leading the right way. And I think what I went through at LSU was, you know, I think it was reflective of that. So I think by the time I got to the NFL and, you know, really got around guys that just as much, you know, of a superstar they was, they was also, you know, a really good person, you know. And so I wouldn't say like that it was much that I had to change. If not, you know, it was just me believing in myself a little bit more, you know. And, you know, obviously part of it is, you know, you being hard on yourself. I think that's gotten me a long way, you know. But over the course of those years, man, you find yourself realizing that, you know, the best way to love yourself is to give yourself some grace at times. And, you know, I feel like I've given myself a little bit of grace, but, you know, that's kind of been able to really help me, you know, stay humble and stay reflective of, you know, everything, you know, that's happened, you know, in the past.
Tyron Matthew here on the Rich Eisen Show. What was your welcome to the NFL moment? Tyron?
I mean,
you got one?
You know, I had a few of them. You know, playing against, you know, Anquan Boldin, you know, as a 21-year-old. And, you know, I think if anybody remember Anquan, I mean, he was just the symbol of a grown man, you know. So that was tough at times. I think, you know, playing against Marshawn Lynch, I had a few moments, you know, with him.
Mean like a business decision or two? Is that what you're saying?
I wouldn't. I wouldn't say it was a business decision. Okay. You know, as much as, you know, I really think he kind of took it easy on me on that play because I was expecting him to kind of drop his shoulder on me, and he didn't. But by the time I opened my eyes back up, he wasn't there. So, okay.
That's Marshawn. But I'm sorry, you were about to say you're welcome. The NFL moment would be.
I think back to my first NFL game, Rich, and we playing against the old St. Louis Rams. And, you know, we out there in St. Louis and, you know, we kind of in like this two-man coverage and, you know, Jared Cook catches the ball. And, I mean, it's nothing in front of him but paint, you know, and I'm kind of like on the left side, you know, kind of behind him, behind the play, I should say. And by the time he got to the end zone, I had met him there and I had got the football out. And I just remember making that play, Rich, and obviously going back to the sideline, right, and just kind of seeing the excitement of like Larry Fitzgerald and like, you know, Bruce Arians and just everybody that really believed in me, you know, because, you know, obviously a few months before that, I mean, these were all question marks. These were like all red flags. And I just remember that moment, like so vividly, just coming to the sideline and like seeing everybody's excitement. Like, yeah. Man, I knew it. Like, I knew he was going to do that. Like, I knew he was a good player. Right. And, mm-hmm. Man, that fed me, you know, that really did make me want to do more of it, you know?
I love it, Tyron. I love it. And, you know, you mentioned Arians. He was your first coach, right?
Yeah.
You had a stop in Houston. Bill O'Brien was a coach there, but Romeo Crennel, your D.C. Then you go to Kansas City. You have Andy Reid. You go to New Orleans, right? You have Sean Payton on the very back end, right? I mean, you've been blessed with some serious HCs.
I tell people, because people ask me, right? And, you know, I think my instincts and just awareness and, you know, really space awareness, I think it was all great, you know, really throughout my career. But I'd be remiss if I don't, you know, remind people that of the coaches that I've had and, you know, like how they empowered me and how they believed in me. You know, and I think it all started with Bruce Arians and, you know, Ty Bowles and Nick Rapone, Kevin Ross, like that whole staff really did empower me. And I felt like a great player. And, you know, when I went to Houston, you know, I think, you know, Bill O'Brien was definitely, you know, one of those coaches that encouraged me, that really did believe in my leadership and playmaking ability and, you know, having been coached by Romeo Crennel, right? Like, I mean, this guy, like, he probably won so many Super Bowls, he don't even have, you know, like any fingers left, right. You know? So having that type of experience, man, meant the world to me. And, you know, man, I don't think enough can be said about, you know, Coach Reed and Coach Spags, man, and you know, what they provided me and what they allowed me to do and you know, how they let me, you know, represent their team and their scheme. You know, I think I was the face of it, you know, for a few years and that meant the world to me, you know, and I think to be able to come back home and play for the Saints and, you know, even beyond the field, right? Like, when I think of the Saints, Rich, I think of, you know, not just you know, football. I think of like community. I think of Hurricane Katrina. I think the impact that organization had on, you know, my city, you know, my state for so long, man. Like they've always been like a pillar in our community. And I think being able to represent, you know, that football team, man, that really did. Was like the icing on the cake for me as far as like this professional, you know, journey that I've been on.
And for you to hang it up after playing three seasons in your hometown for the hometown team, for the hometown crowd in front of people, I'm sure that you go way back with like a car seat. I mean, that's the dream come true. That's what you're looking for. But before we get into that a little bit more, though, the Super Bowl season that you had with the Chiefs, what did that mean to you? When you're going to look back, that's what people who retire say, I'll deal with it when I look back. Now you're looking back, Tyron, that season in the ring, that's potentially somewhere in that room or that house that you're zooming in from right now. What does that ring mean to you, Tyron?
Man, it means the world to me. You know, I think, you know, it really is a symbol of, you know, the work that's required. And, you know, I remember coming into the team, obviously in that off season. And, you know, I remember going through camp and, you know, getting through the season. Right. And, you know, it's, for a while there, you know, in between that season, we wasn't playing like, you know, a championship team, a championship defense. And, I just remember, man, Coach Spags, like just keeping us together. And, you know, week by week, you just try to get better, you know, and, you know, after a while, Rich, you know, everything just kind of started to go our way. You know, we began to feel ourselves. And I think a lot of that is credited to, you know, hard work, you know, patience, and then, you know, coaching too, you know. So, yeah, man, I think, you know, being able to be a champion is the reason why you play.
Exactly, you know,
it's to see those type of, it's to see those type of you know, the look on people's faces, man, you know, from the janitors to the cafeteria workers, like it really takes everybody. And that was like a special group of guys, man. I'll remember that, you know, probably the rest of my life for sure.
Well, you should. And then you went for the back to back the next year, and standing in your way was Tom Brady, quite literally.
Yeah.
At one point, Tyron.
Yeah.
This moment in time, Tyron Matthew, I think stands the test of time. If I were you, I'd have this photograph printed out in that office or whatever. I'd get Brady to sign it. I'd be telling my kids about it, my grandkids about it. Yeah. What was going on in that moment?
I mean, that was probably one of the most intense games I've ever played in. And I'm such a big fan of Tom, and me and him have had a pretty good relationship, really over the years, and just being able to play against each other, really the amount of time that we did. And I just remember playing in that game, Rich, and I'm saying to myself, man, because you got to remember too, Rich, like, that's all my old coaches over there.
That's right.
Right? And I mean, man, like, it's like they did their scouting report on me, right? Like, it was like play after play. Like, we got to get into Tyron Matthew's head. Like, and that's what I felt, you know? But man, like, that's the level of championship. You know, like, man, it goes far beyond the fields, man. You try to win the war, in people's minds. You know what I mean? And I thought Tampa Bay played well that day, obviously. But yeah, man, they did their scouting report on me, Rich. I think Bruce Arians and all them kind of. I think my weaknesses was definitely shared, before that game, because they was on me. They was on me that day.
Could you read the transcript of this conversation in front of a family audience, Tyron?
Well, I think if I'm not mistaken, I think this play right here is, I want to say we was talking about, I think it was going to fourth down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was telling Tom to get off the field, and Tom was like, no. Nah, so like that was an intense stare off for sure.
I bet an intense stare off, Tyron Matthew. What a great way to capture that or caption that photograph. Before I let you go, why did you decide to retire? What went through that?
Oh man, I think being healthy, Rich, being healthy. I think being in a great space mentally and emotionally, I think it gives you the opportunity to, really do what you want to do, with your life. And I think football has really, played such a big role in my life. I'll always see myself a part of the game, really, in one way or another, whether I'm coaching or, doing something else. But, I think, man, it gets, I think the older I've gotten, man, it just gets harder and harder to lead the kids, man. And, you want to be there and experience life with them. I feel like they've experienced so much of my life, right? And I haven't experienced nearly as much of their life as I would like. And so I just feel like this is a good opportunity for me. I've done it all. I've seen it all. I've made some great, great lasting, relationships. And, I think I'm happy. I'm happy. I think I'm content with the way my career, played out, and all the challenges I had and the injuries and just everything I kind of dealt with early on, to be able to kind of overcome that and still reach like all of my highest goals and dreams. It's been a blessing. I don't think this is not a sad day for me. I'm extremely excited. I'm really looking forward to life's next challenge and, really hoping that, whatever it is I do, I can do it well and I can be happy doing it.
Well, the way I feel about you, and I don't mind saying it, all the time. And once again, you're an inspiration, Tyron, because so many people in this world gain a reputation or have a headline written about them. They have a chapter written about them, and then we're judging that book by a cover. And so many people can't get through that, or they always
have a chip about their shoulder, and then it becomes somewhat embittered. And you've had a 12-year career, you know, Pro Bowls, All Pros, Super Bowl ring. Your community work might be the best thing you've ever done on top of all of that. And you've proved so many people wrong, but you don't wear that on your sleeve. It really is inspiring, Tyron. And I could not go another day after hearing about your retirement to get you on here and tell you that in front of everybody. Truly. It's awesome. Congrats.
Thank you, Rich. I appreciate it. It really does mean a lot to me. Really does.
I appreciate you saying that. So congrats going. I don't want to take you away from any kid time. How old are your kids? How old are they?
12, 11, 5, 1. Okay. And then I just had a baby girl probably like a week ago.
Tyron. So Matthew. Okay. Fantastic.
My dream team.
Let's go.
Well, congratulations to you and your family. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
And you know, let's do this more often. Anything you want to talk about, anything that's on your mind, any platform you're looking for, you've always got a spot with me. You know that.
Thanks, Rich. I appreciate you, man.
You bet. That's Tyron Matthew, everybody, a stellar 12-year career right here on The Rich Eisen Show. That was just
awesome.
Awesome.
Love that, dude.
One of my favorites. Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available Blind Spot View Monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I was looking for fun ways to tell you that Mint's offer of unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month is back. So I thought it would be fun if we made $15 bills. But it turns out that's very illegal. So there goes my big idea for the commercial. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And it's time for Luis in the great state of Washington to join us right now. What's up, Luis?
How's it going?
How are you?
Good. Yourself?
I'm good. How's the fam?
Everybody's good.
Hey. Excellent. Luis, I know you're calling in from the northwest corner of this football-loving nation. Is it true, the rumor, that you want to play the win-loss game for the Seattle Seahawks?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Luis in Washington for this moment is officially the 12th man, but also the first human, regardless of gender, to play the win-loss game for the Seattle Seahawks. What happens on the opening weekend home opener against the San Francisco 49ers, Luis?
I think we start off with a bang and we take that game.
That's a win. Then it's hello, DK Metcalf, the Steelers home opener. What happens then?
I think he's going to regret leaving. I think we have to win right
there. That's a 2-0 start for the Mike McDonald led Sam Darnold quarterback, Seattle Seahawks. Now you're home for the Saints. What happens?
That's a win right there.
That's 3-0 start. That's a 3-0 start. Didn't they start 3-0 last year, too?
3-0 last year.
Yes. Yep. But what happens now on the Thursday night kickoff to week 4 at Arizona?
I think that's a lot.
Okay. 3-1 home for the Bucks.
That is also a loss.
That's 3-2 now at Jacksonville.
That's a win.
4-2 home for the Texans on a Monday night.
That is a win.
All right. That's, but by the way, 5-2 going to the bye. I think the good folks in Seattle would sign for that. Mm-hmm. Coming out of the bye at the Commanders.
I think we're going to shock people. That's a win.
That's a 6-2 start home for the Cardinals.
That's a win.
That's a 7-2 start
at the Rams. Cooper Kupp's visit back.
I think that's a loss.
7-3 at the Titans.
That's a win.
8-3 home for the Vikings.
Sam Darnold revenge game. That's a win.
That's 9-3 at the Falcons. Luis in Washington.
Let's go.
That's a win. Also. Oh,
10-3 home for the Colts.
Colts, that's a win.
That's 11-3 home for the Rams on Sunday on a Thursday night.
That's a loss.
Okay. 11-4 at the Panthers on a Saturday.
That's a win.
12-4 at the Niners.
That's a loss.
All right. 12-5.
Wow.
Luis in Washington. What a way to be the first to play the win-loss game for the Seattle Seahawks. Thank you for the call. Luis in Washington.
12-5.
Now, that's one of those where you kind of get caught up in the middle of it. And you're like, wait a minute. Am I putting together a remarkable season for my team?
Got to be careful.
He has them being swept by the Rams. And he has them splitting with the Cardinals and splitting with the Niners. So that's a losing record in your division.
But yet
12-5. I know. Sam Darnold faces the Vikings. The entire team faces DK Metcalf. It's an interesting schedule here.
Interesting.
Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home, plus fast and free shipping site-wide. Shop now through July 28th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.